currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Mojan Ahmadi at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Mojan.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Mojan Ahmadi. The city of Kirkland recently took a look into the not-so-distant future when it held its Advanced Transportation Symposium. Transportation experts from government and private companies shared their knowledge about current transportation impacts affecting the region and types of advanced transportation network systems that could be the answer to solving transit mobility issues for Kirkland and beyond. Advanced transportation sells itself with energy efficiency and less expensive components, striving for sustainability and convenience. Panelists included global and regional transportation leaders and civic representatives considering similar options. Kirkland leaders wanted to explore how these options could be used on the Cross Kirkland Corridor. Attendees included transportation thinkers, planners, and Kirkland neighborhood leaders. Guest speakers provided valuable advice for the city as it considers advanced transit. Here's Robert Baersch, EVP Software Engineering, SkyTran.
Well, I think the most important thing is to establish a vision, right? Rather than getting too much into the technology and which system to pick and what route to take, I think it's important to get a regional buy-in.
Visioning is not just for transit planners. Dr. Stanley Young from the University of Maryland encourages Kirkland residents to do the same.
The willingness of the community to take a look at other than non-traditional options and to take a look at it closely. There's a lot of things to bring to the table, both from the automotive world, from the traditional transit world, and for the least last decade, the ever-burgeoning world of what can we build now that networking and computer and robotics equipment are coming online.
Peter Muller from PRT Consulting thinks it is crucial to keep the public involved.
I think it's very important to get more public input. Find out what the public wants in transportation. What are the characteristics they think are most important? For example, many members of the public think reliability is very important. Is the bus really going to come when it's supposed to come? Things like that. Taking those characteristics, then have the public educated about what different modes of transportation are available.
This symposium was created for residents and businesses to discuss innovative ways of travel using the Cross Kirkland Corridor on a small scale. That is, until high-capacity transit makes its way onto the corridor.
I think the unique advantage of the whole Eastside Rail Corridor and the Cross Kirkland Corridor is that it's really there as a blank slate. And so we can try something and we're not displacing anything. And so I really do think this is a tremendous pilot opportunity.
The symposium was videotaped and can be viewed on the Cross Kirkland Corridor webpage at www.kirklandwa.gov/crosskirklandcorridor. The city of Kirkland has added to its street network hundreds of lane miles of roads since 2010. Most of these new roads came to Kirkland through annexation. By the end of this year, however, 880 feet of new road will come to Kirkland from the Capital Improvement Program. And, as Christian Knight explains, that new street will improve Totem Lake traffic.
You see that queue there? This is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So like 2022, or 20 years from now, if we didn't have this, imagine what the queue is.
That's Tang Nguyen, one of Kirkland's 4 transportation engineers. He's talking about the City of Kirkland's project to extend Northeast 120th Street by 880 feet, all the way to 124th Avenue Northeast. Drivers, walkers, bus riders, and cyclists will be able to use that new road by the end of this year. It'll be the first road Kirkland's Capital Improvement Program has built in 21 years, and the benefits, according to the city's calculations, will be most evident at 4 intersections.
It's Northeast 124th Street and 124th Avenue Northeast, Northeast 124th Street and 132nd Avenue Northeast, Northeast 120th Street and Slater Avenue Northeast, and Northeast 116th Street and 124th Avenue Northeast.
Right now, for example, the wait time at Totem Lake's Northeast 116th Street and 124th Avenue Northeast is 83 seconds. By 2022, however, Totem Lake could look a little different. In Totem Square, for example, 5- and 6-story commercial buildings could replace the single-story retail outlets that operate there now. Evergreen Hospital could be 150 feet tall. Totem Lake Park could be a local destination. These changes, coupled with population growth, could create 4-minute and 13-second wait times at Northeast 116th Street and 124th Avenue Northeast. And that's without the 120th Street road extension. With the road extension, the average wait times will drop to 65 seconds. Or, if you're counting at home, that's 17 seconds shorter in 2022 than the average commute waits are in the year 2014.
That was based on land use forecasts, using the model to determine what that impact is in terms of traffic.
Constructing the road is a 7.5-month process, but the city of Kirkland has been planning for these 880 feet of additional roadway since 1997. The city has been working on the road since 2007.
It involved reaching out to the property owners to purchase the right-of-way. There are 4 parcels along this roadway, 3 on the north side, 1 on the south. The city, more than 10 years ago, had acquired a sliver of the right-of-way in anticipation of this project from one property owner. We completed that transaction, and now we own the entire right-of-way.
Construction on that new road will begin later this month. Project engineers expect the new road to be finished by the end of the year.
The city will host a community forum for residents to learn the latest news on the Cross Kirkland Corridor Master Plan and the Parks, Recreation, and Open Space Plan. The Cross Kirkland Corridor Master Plan includes future goals for the corridor. The master plan also details potential connection points along the corridor, trail width specifications, and intersection improvement plans. The Parks, Recreation, and Open Space Master Plan reflects a communal vision for how Kirkland's parks and recreation system can conserve and protect natural resources, improve well-being of citizens, and help Kirkland be an even more livable and sustainable community. The Community Forum will take place on Thursday, February 27th at the Peter Kirk Community Center from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. Visit www.kirklandwa.gov/kirkland2035 to learn more about both master plans. According to King County, the Kirkland Pump Station and Sewer Upgrade Project will be complete in just a few short months. The sewer force main pipe in Kirkland Avenue was completed last year, and the upgraded pump station has been fully operational since July 2013. Only finishing touches remain. The renovated system will not only add functional efficiency to the city, but also visual appeal. Guarding the new equipment are exterior gates donned in beautiful artwork inspired by the path of wastewater from homes to the King County Treatment Facility in Renton. King County repaired the Kirkland Pump Station to keep up with the city's growing populace and to protect public health in the area by preventing potential overflows onto businesses and homes or spillover into Lake Washington. The improved pump station includes updating the 40-year-old equipment to meet current design standards and increasing the station's capacity from 6 million gallons a day to 9.4 million gallons a day. Along with this improvement came the closure of Park Lane. Park Lane is expected to open in April of this year, ahead of the anticipated schedule. King County would like to thank Kirkland businesses and residents for their patience and input during this project, especially with the closure of Park Lane. For more information on the Kirkland Pump Station, contact the Project Information Hotline at 206-205-9196. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.